In this bulletin, the federal government set to increase the number of international student and skilled migrant visas. A woman has died after a tree branch fell on her in the Lake Macquarie area as wild weather and flooding continues to affect New South Wales. And Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai confirms she's safe and well in a video call with the president of the IOC. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The federal government will unveil plans to re-engage Australia's migration policy as the nation reopens its international borders. While no date has been provided, the plan involves 200,000 extra skilled migrants, students and other visa holders being granted entry. The leader of the government in the Senate, Simon Birmingham, says international students will be back for the start of the 2022 university year. SBS World News has been told that Afghans seeking humanitarian visas will have more opportunities to seek resettlement in Australia. Business groups and some states have been urging a dramatic increase in migration to fill critical skills shortages and support the nation's economy. A woman has died after a tree branch fell on her while she was bushwalking in the Lake Macquarie area, as wet weather, gale force winds and widespread flooding continue to affect New South Wales. The incident happened on Sunday night, with the area drenched by heavy rain that had been falling throughout the day. Victoria has recorded 1,029 new coronavirus cases and another three deaths. It comes as the state closes in on its 90% double-dose vaccination target for people aged 12 and older. Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded 180 new cases and one death, with 91.8% of people aged 16 and older fully vaccinated. Sudan's deposed Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok has signed a deal with the military that will see him reinstated. It's been almost a month since a military coup put him under house arrest. It remains unclear how much power the government would hold and whether any political parties or pro-democracy groups have signed off on the agreement. The government would still remain under military oversight. Mr. Hamdok has welcomed the move.
Signing this framework agreement opens the door to addressing all issues of the transition and its challenges. Certainly, in this partnership of civilians and the military, we have achieved a lot in it, getting out of international isolation, Sudan's exit from the list of countries sponsoring terrorism, the economy and peace, but there remain very great challenges facing us.
To sport, and Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai has had a video call with the president of the IOC and told him she was safe and well after Western governments had expressed concern for her well-being. Photos and video of Peng at a children's tournament in Beijing published earlier in the day had done little to ease concerns following a nearly three-week public absence after she alleged that a former senior Chinese official had sexually assaulted her. In a statement, the IOC said that Peng began the 30-minute call with its president, Thomas Bach, by thanking the Olympic organisation for its concern. She explained that she'd been living at her home in Beijing and would like to have her privacy respected, but says she'll continue to be involved in tennis. Cricket great Dennis Lilly and swimming hero Ian Thorpe have been elevated to legend status in the Sport Australia Hall of Fame. The pair joined 42 other Australian sporting icons, including Sir Donald Bradman, Dawn Fraser and Cathy Freeman, in receiving Sport Australia's highest honour. Athletes must be retired for at least 15 years before being considered for elevation to legend status. Well, now today's weather. Possible shower in Perth, 23 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 26. Melbourne, much the same, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19. Canberra, a similar forecast, 20. Wollongong, a shower or two, 20. Sydney, a shower or two and a top of 23 degrees. Newcastle, showers and windy, 21. Brisbane, showers, 26. Cairns, a possible late shower, 33. And Darwin, a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.